You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Love Life with Katana Star.
Katana Star.
Live from katanastar.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Love Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Katie, and this is Love Life. How's everyone feeling after the beautiful super moon the other night? It was huge, wasn't it? Really beautiful stuff. I'm feeling okay. We've got a bit of a virus coming on, though, I think. I've actually got my children home unwell from school today. So they're being quiet in the background and just chilling out. And it's quite cold and miserable today here. It's a bit rainy, so it's a nice day to sort of be tucked up at home in your pajamas and, in their case, their iPads with Roblox and Minecraft. Bless them. All right, so I'm going to pull a collective message for today for those watching and listening, or if you happen to stumble across it later, this might just be meant for you. And hope we get a caller through. So here we go. I'm just focusing now. The collective message. King of Wands, very attractive character, not bad at all, if I do say so myself. The King of Wands, he brings a really raw, creative, powerful energy, okay? He can either represent a man in your life or he can represent a masculine part of yourself in, you know, embracing your power, making decisions with business or creative stuff going on, even passion and relationships, anything with that kind of fiery element. And he's just, you know, pretty much an affirmation of people feeling empowered, and which is, you know, just after this big, beautiful full moon that we just had, it's a little bit like that energy, you know, of purging and letting go of what was holding you back, you know, like self-limiting beliefs and things like that, which we all can have and can get caught up in. But, you know, this guy has worked hard to get where he's at, you know, a very successful endeavor, especially to do with creativity and things like that. He can throw his power around a little bit, depending on the surrounding cards. I'm going to pull a couple of other cards that are coming around. They said, oh, my goodness me. With the Knight of Wands in reverse, you know. Okay. When the Knight of Wands in reverse comes out, it can, to me, often it indicates either a male or female, but more so with masculine energy, somebody who can be a bit of a player, okay? Now, that can be just by their own accord. They're not ready really for commitment or anything serious. They just want to get out there and spread their wings, so to speak, if that makes sense. But sometimes too, when the Knight of Wands is in reverse, especially next to the King of Wands, this could, to me, signify somebody you know, in your social circle or even the workplace who may be, you know, having a bit of that narcissistic energy where they're abusing their power, okay? And I say that because, as mentioned before, the King of Wands is very aware of his power and he, you know, can sometimes misuse that depending on the situation and what's coming up, you know, around it. And I'm just bringing up my chat window here to see if we've got a call yet. No, that's okay. I was just worried if we might have missed something. I've also got the Ten of Wands in reverse. You know, this to me signifies burnout, okay? This is an energy where, you know, someone's been taking way too much on. This could be a senior sort of energy in the workplace I'm getting. Maybe they're just taking their stress out on everybody else, okay? That happens, as we know. But I guess the underlying message there would be is to acknowledge that, you know, everyone can have their own stuff going on and take it out on others in ways that aren't so nice or, you know, assertive in a nice way, but being more arrogant, I suppose, because that's the sort of energy I'm getting with that. Because they've just got so much else going on that they've taken on themselves. It's a bit like that role of the martyrs. Do things my way, you know, not the highway, basically, and they really sort of need to take their own advice in that instance. Now, just bear with me for a sec, guys. I'm just seeing if I've got the chat window open here, but I can't see anyone who's come through yet. I'm just confirming if I've got the right window open, because normally I sort of have a little prompt come up by now, but that's okay. It's all good. I guess, you know, when cards like this come out, it reminds us that no matter what's going on, you know, we have the power to literally manifest our reality simply by the way we choose to react, okay? We can't control the behaviours of others, especially when it comes to this sort of stuff, the King of Wands and the Knight of Wands in reverse and the Ten of Wands there. We can choose how we respond to that, though. So it's gonna be a question of whether or not, okay, am I going to put up with this, or am I going to speak assertively? Or sometimes, you know, as we know, we live in a capitalist society. Most of us do. You know, you stand up to authority, and that can often bring even more difficulties into your life. Now, I've just got Lindsay on the phone. Thank you, Dave. I was just double-checking to see if I had the right window open, but it looks like I do. Hi, Lindsay. What can I do for you?
Hi, just looking for a little insight on what's ahead for my career.
Okay, sure, no worries. It'll only be a quick reading, Lindsay, unfortunately, because we're almost out of time, but that's okay. We will see what comes out in the cards for you. Do you have a specific question in regards to that, or are you just wanting general insight, like you said, to where things are going with your career? So would that mean, like, are you going with a promotion or elsewhere, or...?
Yes. Am I going to be advancing in my job that I'm at now?
Okay. Is Lindsay going to be advancing in her job? But you know that. I'm asking the cards to bring out what you need to know about this. Okay. Let's see. It's interesting what comes out sometimes. We've got the Hermit. We've got the Six of Swords. You know what? I see you, Lindsay, definitely receiving an offer, okay, of advancement somewhere, but it could be you leaving, given that the six of it's either leaving your current role to advance in the position that you're in now, or you might be moving elsewhere, okay? But it's a good energy. It's nothing bad. There's definitely no stagnation there. You've already spent a lot of time, you know, going within with the Hermit here. This signifies you've spent a lot of time going within and working out your aspirations and your goals and your priorities and things like that, which is fantastic. So to me, this would signify you're definitely aware of what you want, and that's fantastic. You might have a choice, my dear. You might have a choice with the Lovers, okay? The Lovers often, the Lovers has the energy of romance and relationships, but when it comes to a career reading, this signifies to me the need for you, I mean, it's looking at weighing up the pros and cons of the existing friendships and things and positives and negatives that you have in your current role and what may happen if you were to advance, which it looks like you're going to me. And I guess with the Lovers, it's always about knowing your priorities, which you do, okay, with the Hermit there, but having that decision. And with the Temperance card here, I feel that you're going to take all the negative experiences that you've been through in past roles and all your experiences, you know, in the workplace and the career that you do. And you, my dear, have really got this ability to integrate that into everything positive. So it's literally like you're turning mistakes and things that you've learned in the past into strengths. And that is what is the underlying energy here that's boosting you and what's going to lead to this advancement. Now, I can quickly ask if you like, is it going to be in the same place that you're at now, or are you going to be moving elsewhere? Does that sound something like you want to look at?
Yes. Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. That's looking good so far. Looking good so far. All right. Here we go, Lindsay. Elsewhere. Oh, look, I tell you what, you've got the Two of Wands, you've got the Nine of Cups and the Fool. the new beginning and you're not going to know what to bloody do. There's the hangman. It's looking good. Okay. Now, the Two of Wands can signify moving elsewhere because it's going to have a really nice energy to it of wish fulfillment, you could say. The Nine of Cups, you can't get a more positive card when it comes to fulfilling your aspirations, put it that way. So what you're wanting, it looks like it will happen, okay, if that makes sense for you. But if you don't relocate, that's okay. Either way, there's a new beginning, a massive change here with the Fool. The Fool represents brand new beginnings. And again, I'm feeling that there's going to be a dilemma for you, Lindsay, where the hangman's here with the choice that I was talking about before with the when the lover's energy came out. With the hermit there, you've done a lot of thinking, reflecting, prioritizing yourself and your aspirations and stuff like that. You will receive an offer. I see that here with the Ace of Pentacles, big time, leaving you with a choice where you're probably going to second guess things, okay? The thing with the hangman is, take the time you need to make your decision. You know, you don't have to answer yes straight away if you're offered something. You can take a couple of days to think about it or whatever. That's not going to impact negatively on you at all. But always go back within, okay, and trust your gut feeling, all right? Remember the decisions you've made and the things that you prioritized for yourself and your goals and your aspirations. And that often requires, you know, to pursue that, it requires a sacrifice. It requires letting something go. So, again, coming back to that energy of weighing up all the pros and cons, yes, in some ways it's going to be very hugely fulfilling. In other ways, you're probably not going to feel that it has the same benefits, okay? But I do see you leaving the current role that you're at now, because there's the Eight of Cups, and that would signify leaving behind emotional difficulties, as well as second guessing yourself a little bit, because there's always that little bit of hesitation when the Eight of Cups comes out. It's like, am I doing the right thing? Aren't I? Am I going to be happy? Am I not? You know what I mean? So it's a little bit of second guessing yourself, but I do see you're going to see in the card how she's leaving behind the cups and the water, and she's walking towards the brighter horizon. So that's what I see coming for you, Lindsay. Now I must get going. I'm sorry that was only a quick reading, but I've only got literally 30 seconds left. So I hope that was helpful for you. And good luck with whatever happens. Yeah, no worries at all.
Thank you.
As for everyone else, no worries. Have a beautiful weekend, and I'll be back same time next week. Thank you. Mm-hmm.